Okay, welcome back to another episode of the Take the Shot podcast. I'm Nick.
Fuck, I wanted to lead off with something. I forgot what it was. We should have planned this better. Oh, I'm Alec. I'm back. Sorry, guys. Missed the last one. Had a migraine. Don't recommend those. But guess what? I'm back, and I'm ready to tell Nick how bad his takes are. Lucky you guys. All right, Nick.
He's out here cheering for the bad guys, but speaking of the bad guys, what's that bet that you want to put in?
Oh, the bet I want to put in, who no one cares about other than the other Alec and you, which, honestly, he's probably our only listener, so hell yeah. I want to do Celtics in 6, Cavs in 7. What are the odds?
Okay.
Parlay
it. I want to tell you the odds for that Boston Knicks series.
Well, explain it to me like I'm stupid, because you know I really don't understand this shit.
Basically, Boston's favored still. So, you know. Boston in 7 is plus 215. So, basically, put $100 down, you get 215. Next is Boston in 6. That's plus 290. If you put $100 down, you get 290. Then it goes Knicks in 4 is plus 425. Knicks in 6 is plus 600. Knicks in 5 is plus 800. Knicks in 7 is plus 950. But you want Boston in 6 and you want the Cavs in 7?
Yes.
All right, Cavs. So right now the Pacers are actually favored to win this series, but Cavs in 2nd, that's plus 310. If you parlay those, it's plus 1499. So if you put $100 down, you get $1,499 back.
That's not a good enough odds for me to make the bet, but I truly believe that's what's going to happen. So we can get into that once you start to bitch about the Celtics.
That's because they're not giving you good odds for Boston, but I believe the reason they're not going to give you good odds for Boston is because they have so much money on Boston already winning pre-series.
Well, I think there's another reason, but we'll get into that once you start talking about the games.
Well, let's talk about how the Celtics suck, and they just keep blowing 20-point leads, and Jason Tatum has no clutch gene. I guess. All right, you keep saying that the Knicks have no shot. Why do the Knicks have no shot?
I didn't say they have no shot. I'm saying the Knicks will not win this, and the Celtics will win this. And no, I'm not cheering for this to happen. If I told you this, if the Celtics lose and the Warriors lose, with the side of maybe a Nuggets loss too, I'll watch the finals. I'll tell you that right now. If all those teams are out, I'm watching the finals. If one of those teams is in the finals, I'm not watching that shit. So I hope the Knicks win. And I hope the Wolves win, and I hope the Thunder win. But the Knicks aren't winning that fucking series, man. They're not. You know why? Winning. No, this is irrational, okay? Because you hate the Celtics so much. You don't see what's really happening. In the first game, the Celtics had a 98% chance to win the game.
I was gonna say, win probability is bullshit.
And the second game, in the second game, they had a 99% chance to win. There's a reason these dudes are up 20 every fucking game.
And how'd that help them? How'd that win probability help them?
Okay, but you have to realize they're not going to continue shooting that bad.
Yeah, but
they're going to regress to the mean, and then I'm sorry, Mikal Bridges will not make an insane defensive play for the third straight game or the fourth straight game. It's just not going to happen.
You also got to realize the Knicks also haven't played their best game either.
Yeah, but the Knicks' best game at their peak is not as good as the Celtics' best game. We've seen that for 2 years.
But if the Knicks if Jalen Brunson drops 41 game, they're probably winning that game. If Cat has like 30 and 20, they're probably winning that game too. So I'm just saying, if they're able to get like a good Cat and Brunson game, that's not impossible. Yes. Especially getting that,
I know it's not impossible,
2 out of 5 times now.
I know it's not impossible. I'm just saying, don't get your hopes up so far. They're not done yet. You know, back in my day, in 2021, the Suns were up on the Bucks 2-0. Everybody thought it was a piece of cake.
Except Tatum's not Giannis. Get that the fuck out of here.
They have a better team than the Knicks.
Yeah, they do have a better team. But
yes, and they've been back-to-back number one seeds in the East for a reason. And the Knicks have been like the 3 or 4 for a reason.
Yeah, except the Celtics don't drive the ball. Like, if they try to take it to the rack, like, both games, like, when they're up, instead of just shooting a fuck ton of threes. They might actually win a game, but
it's like
they
I said,
don't change.
They've shot. I think they've shot. Was it 25% from three in two games?
Yeah. So they shot 15 for 60 the first game, and they shot 10 for 40 the last game. So like, what does that make it? Like 25 for 100.
Yeah. It's not going to continue like that though. Look at their season averages. It's just not.
Yeah, I know.
It's going to regress to the mean.
They'll have a couple good games, but I still think the Knicks take it in six.
I don't see it, man. But that game three is going to be pivotal because Knicks fans are crazy. And that, you know how I always talk about how the atmosphere makes things better?
Yeah.
That game three atmosphere in New York is going to be insane, insane. They're going to be fucking crazy. So I hope the Knicks come out and don't lay a dud because I could see it being like a Wolf-Warriors game one.
We need Sooney and Anne Hathaway to pop out for OG.
You realize it doesn't matter. All the stars. It's going to be all. It's not just. I know why you're saying that, but it's going to be every single star. Yeah.
No, bro. Did you see the ticket prices for that game?
Yeah.
Like the low. Like just to get in, like in the fucking nosebleeds, is like $750.
Well, the and thing like, is, we haven't.
The
really...
average ticket price is like a grand.
You're about to be 30. I'm 27. We haven't seen the Knicks be relevant our entire fan life.
I disagree. The Melo years.
They weren't at what they were now.
Yeah, they're not they what are
first now,
of
all, they weren't
but they
were, what they
but
were
they were relevant.
Relevant is in they know they were never a threat to the Heat or the Bulls.
They were relevant, but they were never championship contenders. I would say there's a difference.
I would say it doesn't matter in New York if they are or not, because all New York does is bitch about their teams.
Yeah, I guess for the Melo years, they were bitching about that. But when Brunson first came, they were like, they were just happy to be in the playoffs.
Yeah, well, that's
granted,
because
that,
they
that
really...
that turn quickly.
They weren't really... I don't think that's really it was really happy-go-lucky about... Well, we're in the playoffs when Melo was there, because they always wanted to take
that
next step.
No, with Melo, it wasn't like that. It was
like
championship
like
or bust right away.
But with
Brunson, they tempered... I think they kind of learned from that experience, and they tempered their expectations.
Just wait, though.
Oh, now it's like championship
because,
or bust now.
You know what's fun, though? If the Celtics do win, I know we'll both be pissed off about that, because it's fuck the Celtics, but also, those fans... That whole, we're happy to be in playoffs bullshit, they won't be now. They'll be pissed. They blew a 2-0 lead.
Yeah.
They'll be pissed off, turn on everybody.
It's championship or bust now.
They're going to be like, they're going to put Tom Thibodeau on, like, a stake and kill his ass. Like Jesus Christ if lose that series. They're crazy, man. They're crazy. And I can't wait to see it because you can argue if they were relevant or not, but we haven't seen the Knicks be, like, top dog fighting for an NBA championship in our lifetime.
But do you know how lit New York will be if they beat the Celtics? Bro, think about like
yes, that'll also
be cool
too.
Fucking burn if they beat the Celtics.
Burn. They're going to burn if they lose. They're going to burn if they win. We're at that stage.
Yeah.
Especially
if they get borderline Philly in there.
Especially if they get past the Eastern Conference Finals and make it to the Finals.
Well, if they get past this series, I definitely think they can get past the... Which, what I hate to say, will most likely be the Pacers because I still think they're frauds because they cannot guard Donovan Mitchell to save their goddamn lives.
Donovan Mitchell, you know what I don't want?
On the court. They just cannot shoot threes.
I don't want? I don't want Knicks Pacers because I don't want to have to hear about Reggie and the Knicks all the time. Reggie Miller, get out of my life. Fuck off. Spike Lee, fuck off. I don't care. That was in the 1990s. I was merely a thought when that was going on. Or maybe I was like one or two or three. I don't know. I don't care. Reggie Miller, you suck at announcing. I don't know how you keep getting promoted. Fuck off. No one cares.
Is he on Amazon?
Yes.
Oh, God damn it. Okay. That's what I thought.
But at least now I don't... Well, I do have Prime, but I'm not going to turn on the app to fucking watch games. Unless it's LeBron's last game. But if that motherfucker announces LeBron's last game, Adam Silver, you're on the list, man. You better watch out if you're ever around me.
Oh, well, good thing you'll probably never be around him.
I don't want to be around that nerd.
Shout out Adam Silver. He's done a...
No. Okay.
He's done a pretty good
job. To steal something the Levitard show was talking about yesterday.
Of course.
It's not a bit. It's just the topic. Who do you think out of the commissioners, who's the best hang?
Who's the best, Hank?
Yeah. So you probably don't know the baseball one, but I can tell you he's not a Hank. No, that guy's been retired for like 10 years. It's Rob Manfred. But, Manfred. Okay, we're basically just, who's the better Hank? Roger Goodell or Adam Silver? Not better commissioner.
I'd say Silver.
Who would you rather hang out with?
Silver.
I feel like he's too buttoned up, man. He's too much like a lawyer.
I feel like he's the most, well, I guess I don't really know much about Rob Manfred because I also forgot it was him. But,
it's not Rob
Manfred. All right, well, no. It's definitely not Raj.
I feel like it's Raj.
It's not Raj.
I feel like Raj, you can put a drink in his hand and it'll be like a different person. If you get him to let his guard down.
Bro, that dude is not a normal person.
If you get him to let his guard down, he'll be ripping Jerry Jones and telling you about his shitty bosses that he has because they're all like on his ass all the time. And I'll give you some tea. I feel like Adam Silver is just like a robot. Lawyered up.
Yeah, he's lawyered up, but I feel like he'd be like a very intellectual like conversation with him. Like,
that's not what I need, man.
I feel, well, I won't mind it. I'm like, I feel like I could.
Am I looking like, for really a job get, like, or I'm just looking for Hank? If I'm looking for a job, hell yeah, I'll pitch myself to Adam Silver and I'll talk about
the kind
business.
Of Hank that you're looking for. Like, but I feel like you'd get zero good hangs with Raj.
Who's more likely to have a beer with you and make it fun?
Not Raj.
It's not Adam. Does Adam still has Adam Silver ever drank a beer?
I hate Roger Goodell with a burning passion.
Has Adam Silver would pull a Trey Stewart? He'd buy a sex on the beach at a bar. Okay, maybe. Nah, and he'd have like two sips, and then he'd be like, "All right, I'm done for the day." This motherfucker probably goes to bed at like 7 o'clock at night. He is like your sister.
Nah, bro. He's going to games. He's not going to bed at 7 o'clock at night.
That's his only like thing he does.
Bro, he's not the fucking morning routine dude.
No, he's a lot richer. Shout out to you, Ashton Hall. But what? To get back on
the
track.
The morning routine dude's richer?
No, Adam Silver's richer.
Okay. That's what I was saying. I was like, yeah.
Has anybody talked about Ashton Hall but us since that day?
He keeps popping up on my feed now.
Doesn't pop up on mine.
I don't know why. I'm kind of tired of it, but I don't know. The thing is, what does he... Okay, let's just go off topic for 1 sec. What the fuck does he actually do? I know he kept...
Nothing.
I keep seeing all the shit how he, like, grinded from, like, 2019, like, waking up late, playing video games, sucking at video game. But, bro, dude, like... Bro literally acted like he got mad at a video game and then fuck it, like, threw his controller at a GTA cutscene. Like, bro.
This is what I'm saying, Nick. This goes back
to... fake. Like, I feel like he's one of those guys where it's like... He literally faked it till he made it. And I feel like he's just strictly grinding. I don't know what he actually does. Like, what did he actually do to make it? I feel like he didn't actually do anything to make it. I feel like he just started making videos and it popped off. And now he's actually making money off of it.
This is what I'm saying, Nick. Influencers are scary because they're all fake. There's one or two that actually built themselves up. And now they may have a following. But you cannot tell me... This is not your world. This is more my world because... They come up on my feed because I run a lot. So there's a bunch of running influencers out there. And they're all like,
I'm aware.
Oh, God. Look at my mile time. It's like, and their Strava's back it up. That's the running app. There you can see
is that the one you used?
I don't pay for the full version because I'm cheap, but I'm not looking. I don't care about all their stats. But like their times back it up.
Yeah.
But, bruh, you cannot tell me you're that happy all the time. You cannot tell me you're working out five times a day because.
You don't get that runner's high?
Well, I get the runner's high sometimes. Guys, I paid $100 to sign up for the half marathon yesterday. And yeah, so that's something I'm going to be doing. But that's why influencers suck, man. Half of them are fake. They're showing you and if they are showing you their life and they're always happy, they're showing you the best parts of their life. But they're not even good because they're not living in the moment. They have to have this on their mind all the time. This is I know I always bring up the Levitire show, but they talk about this sometimes. You always have... The way they live their life, you always have content on your mind all the time.
Okay. Let me ask you this. Like, me and Sam don't think you completely understand what an influencer is. Would you say Dan Le Batard is an influencer?
I am not talking about that kind of influencer, Nick. You're hanging on that word. I'm talking about the TikTok influencers.
You're using it generally. You're just saying influencer.
No. That means I misspoke. That's not saying... That means I didn't do my take that well. I know what an influencer is. Yes, Dan Le Batard's an influencer. That's not the kind I'm talking about. I'm talking about the stupid TikTok influencers who are going to fucking Chili's and eating all, like, trying their whole menu and have their little fucking phone on a camera stand when they're filming themselves. Oh, I think this wing was a little undercooked. Don't go to Chili's. But the queso and chips, that's to die for. Oh my God, shut the fuck up. Go home, hang with your friends, make a kid. Okay. No one in the world needs to know how you tried every item at Chili's.
Are you on that Elon mode? Just out here making babies?
No, that's,
well,
that's
not you personally, but you just want people to make babies?
No. No. Why would you bring that guy up? Don't get me on
another tangent. You're the one who said go home, make a baby.
Okay, that's just something. Go live your life, man. You don't need to go to Chili's just to get 10 followers to have YouTube put 50 cent ads on your thing and make a little money here and there.
Wait, who was that wide receiver that went to Buffalo and was like, literally the only thing to do here is like literally make babies?
I have no idea.
Fuck. Who was it? Oh my God. I feel like he was there for like the early Josh Allen years. I can't remember who it was, but
I have no
idea.
Hearing
that. But that was super funny. Okay. I figured you would remember that. Right.
But to go back to you and Sam, which by the way, Samuel, if you listen to this, can't wait to see you tomorrow, bud. Love you. But I know what a fucking influencer is. Yes, Dan Lebatard is an influencer, but he's also multifaceted. He's also a journalist.
Yeah, but I feel like you're using influencer very general. You're not specifying.
Oh my God. But, I am so sorry, guys. I did not specify TikTok influencers and Instagram influencers. Sorry. I guess it's my fault.
Okay, but influencer is such a general term now.
It isn't really, because I don't think if you ask Dan Lebatard if he's an influencer, he wouldn't say he is.
I wouldn't say he probably wouldn't say he is, but
if you ask,
he is, though.
But if
he's,
you ask, because like,
he's influencing people, though.
If you ask everybody, you influence people every day. Whoever you talk to, you influence the young kids a lifetime when you play basketball with them. I influence the people that I, if you're going off
I would say like influencing people like on a public scale, like
you're in public.
Like a lot, you know what I mean? Not like, yeah, you're in public, but
yeah,
you're not,
but that's
like,
not,
but it's not something that everyone has access to. Like,
yes,
like,
but
Dan Lebatard has like a public platform that
okay,
like, everyone can access.
Mike Greenberg, is he an influencer just because he was a radio host for 20 years? 20 years ago, would you call Mike Greenberg an influencer?
No, you wouldn't have called him an influencer back then, but I feel like the way that the world has gone now, I feel like you would call him an influencer.
I'm telling you, Nick.
He's
of
one
all
of,
the, a
he's
lot
one
of these
ESPN's
guys.
Highest paid people, and he gets people listening to his fucking show. I don't know why. It's probably like the old white men that love his show.
A lot of these guys and girls.
But they influence people, and then they sell ads, and people buy those ads.
The ones I'm talking about, though, Nick, are the ones that would actually identify themselves as influencers. Those people scare me. That's what I'm like.
Okay, people with influencer in their bio.
Yes.
All right.
Yes, it's like, do something else.
Okay, all right. That might be a better way to clarify it. Just say people with influencer in their bio, because everyone knows that type of person.
Yeah, and they're scary, and they suck. Like, if you go somewhere.
Again, you're scared of influencer just reminds me of Big Cat saying he's scared of Cali teens. It just not make sense
to
me.
Nick, this is a perfect example. When we go to emo nights tomorrow night.
Yeah.
Okay? If we see this teen, it doesn't even have to be teen. It can be like a fucking 30-year-old.
It's 21 plus.
Okay, it can be a 30-year-old. Okay? It can be a 30-year-old. They can have a TikTok or something. If you see them there with their little camera stand trying to film something stupid and like ask people to, coming up to ask people, oh, just name your stupid question, like, what's the best emo song you've ever heard, blah blah blah, like, fuck off. You don't have to create content 24/7. Turn it off. And I this is coming from somebody who listens to content 24/7. The moment I wake up in the morning, I listen to a podcast or music. That's content.
I was gonna say, I can't hate on it, just because, like, obviously people are looking for that content, obviously,
but we're also not in a place where that happens a lot.
If we were
like in Cali or in Miami or in
as you say, that doesn't
Chicago, like, I think we'd hate it a little bit more, because it's just like
Nashville too.
Oh yeah, on the Strip, of course.
Yeah.
Like, I'm sure I haven't been to Nashville in my life. I haven't been to LA since 2018-19. It was a little different then. It wasn't that many influencers. TikTok and Vine weren't. Well, Vine was big, but TikTok really wasn't yet.
Wait, didn't Vine? Wasn't Vine done by then?
I think so, but there was kind of, I don't think TikTok was what it is now.
Yeah.
And YouTube Shorts wasn't what it is now. Like,
you saw Instagram, YouTube.
But when I went, but, yeah. and I was walking, there
wasn't
people. I
guess TikTok kind of changed the game just because, like, YouTube's more long form. You actually have to, like, go in and create, like, full videos. Or, like, TikTok, it's more short form. You're just creating, like, 1 to 2 minute videos.
Yeah. But, like, when I went, at least maybe I'm naive and wasn't paying attention, but there wasn't that many people on the streets being, like, trying to make a TikTok for themselves or trying to pull people to interview them and make content out of that. So it's like, dude.
When I was walking on the streets of LA with BK and Teddy, we just got the shittiest mixtape ever.
that did happen to me. That I'm glad that's still happening. But I just want them to be free. Because it's the one you've seen those basketball people. I don't know his name, but he makes like he's the crazy accurate shooter. And he like
Lethal Shooter.
The problem with him is he constantly to grow his brand has to think of something new after every video because he's done like a fucking billion. How many unique things can you shoot? Right?
He's got like Dude Perfect too though.
Yeah, which. Yeah,
I don't really watch them that often anymore. That. I guess yeah, I used to watch them a little bit back in college, but like it's kind of like the same concept.
But it's also the same as a podcast that's on a national scale. Like if something happens in this is not for like your Bomani Jones where it's like, hey, here's your topic, go and not make it personal. This is more for like again the Levitard show. Or I don't even know if Bill and Ryan Russillo do this. Where they integrate parts of their life in the podcast.
Oh yeah,
but Levitard Show always
Steph Curry's like blowjobs.
I don't know about that, but
He just said like he got like aggregated. He just said like Steph Curry's like blowjobs. How could you hate him?
I have no comment.
Yeah, I figured you have no comment for that.
But like Chris Cody, the producer on Levitard Show, he's always like, yeah, if something happens in my life, the first thing I have to go to is, oh, that's content. I can use that on the show. Or he can't live in the moment.
Yeah.
Because that's just the way that job is. And I want these influencers to realize not everything you have to do has to be on social media. You don't have to show me this stupid TikTok.
Unfortunately, if you choose that life, everything kind of does.
Well, part of the reason I'm scared of this is because if I move in my real job, guys, if I move up, then I have to slow myself out on LinkedIn. And that's the worst part of social media influencer.
Oh,
if you're
yeah.
a LinkedIn
the,
influencer.
The LinkedIn influencer is the worst. Yeah.
Fuck you. Gross. But go back to basketball.
Yeah, I feel like LinkedIn influencers is all like, it's like the Ashton Hall like kind of influencer. Just not video form. It's just like.
That rots written, your brain more than Twitter. And Twitter's in such a bad place.
Nah, Twitter's still good. But yeah. But Twitter's all jokes. Which I could not get enough of the memes yesterday of Joe Mazzulla and Jason Tatum just absolutely choking.
I'm telling you, Celtics in six.
Granted.
It makes me sad to say, but.
Granted, we really have jumped off the actual. I guess we don't have to get too in-depth to the game since you obviously
good.
Don't watch them.
Yeah.
But
NBA is dead, by the way, guys.
The NBA is not dead.
It is dead.
Okay, all right. Since we're bringing this up, I'm also going to bring this up. He also keeps insisting he's going to beat me in basketball in July.
When is the last time we talked? I feel like the last time we talked about this is like 2 weeks ago. Why are you making it seem like it was 2 days ago? But
because I've been thinking about it. And I've just been
I'm glad.
I've been obsessed about it. I'm like, every time you're like, NBA's dead, I'm like, I'm going to fucking kick his ass in basketball. I'm like, this dude hasn't. When's the last time you've touched a basketball?
Oh, that one time, like a couple weeks ago when
you
I shot the
one
ball
shot
in the gym
and
went in and
literally
I
left.
Won. Yeah.
Yeah, bro. I pretty much play almost every night. Like,
okay, while you
ass.
Do that, though.
And we're, you
I'm
know what?
Training.
We're making content out of that shit. We're
no,
making a
I'm
video.
Not.
We're,
no, I'm not.
We're putting up at least an Instagram clip, if not a YouTube video or something.
Hey, okay. If we have 10 subscribers that aren't our friends by the time this podcast or by the time this date comes, we can make content out of it.
All right, but I'm still kicking your ass. You have no shot.
I do have a shot.
You
know how I do?
Shot.
Because I'm going to take the shot. And if you take the shot, Nick, you always have a shot.
You have a shot.
Also.
But you also got to make the shot.
Also, you don't understand. I know you.
I play basketball every day.
I don't care, Nick. I lift four to five times a week, depending on if my chest is healed. By the way. We may have to move that date back if something's actually wrong with this. I go to the doctor on June 6th, so You know, yikes. But that's not me flaking. That's you know, I've been complaining about this for a while.
Oh, yeah. I was also going to say, if I beat you, I know you're going to come up with some fake Braun injury. Oh, sorry, I couldn't make the Met Gala. I had an MCL sprain. Bro, Braun, no one fucking asked.
His wife went. That's why he tweeted that, because he wouldn't be with his wife. And then, you know, some stupid person online would be like, oh, is LeBron and Savannah trouble in paradise? Why did not show up with them? So that's why he said, guys, I'm not going.
Okay, you didn't have to bring up the MCL sprain.
What is he supposed to say? Guys, I have a knee injury. Like,
bro, he always has some injury to end the playoffs. He's border. Yeah, the thing is, he actually like plays it out, but then like.
Okay. Wait a minute. So you'd rather him play it out?
I'm saying, unlike Kawhi, he actually plays it out, but like. Literally, after every playoff run, he gets eliminated. You gotta come up with some injury, like, bro.
Well, he wouldn't have played in the next game if they won that game. You've seen the clip.
Almost.
That's just you hating. You've seen the clip of him walking. He can't walk. He was literally walking out to Savannah, like, on the biggest limp.
But I've seen Brown walk on a limp and literally come back the next game.
Okay, he's 40 with an MCL sprain, and it's kind of different than he used to be, like a fucking 28-year-old.
I feel like I still see him do it.
Cyborg.
I guess more nowadays he's just like exaggerating the contact. Like, I still remember that one time where he was literally like on the floor, like his hands over his eyes, but then he was like peeking out to see if like anyone was looking. Bro, hey, everyone's like, bro, okay. I'm catching him 4K.
They all do that though. Have you seen Jalen Brunson play?
Bro, but no one's like putting their hands over their face like.
He did it. He wants to be a meme.
Paying attention.
He wants to. How is he supposed to know if they called it?
You hear the whistle.
It's probably loud.
Plus, you don't have to put your hands over your eyes. I don't know.
Yes,
it's just,
they do.
It's just funny.
Because they're trying. He's probably. I don't know the play. I've seen the meme. I don't know the play.
Yeah,
happened.
I forget the exact play, but.
But
the
he meme probably was trying to draw like a flagrant and get that shit reviewed. Yeah. They do that all the time. Like, if you get slightly elbowed in the jaw and you don't just react like, oh my god, I'm dying, you're a dumbass, because they're probably just going to call that a flagrant one no matter what.
Yeah, also, the flagrant ones, come on. A lot of these flagrant ones that they're calling, it's just a hard playoff foul. Like, we need to chill out with the flagrants.
Well, I mean.
The Draymond ones, those are, he does get the benefit of the doubt. But for like other ones, I've seen other ones that they've called, it's just been like. That's just a hard foul, like.
Yeah, league's dead. Use that to fuel your fire and try to beat me in basketball, which you won't do.
I will kill you easily.
That's not true. I'm in so much better shape than you.
Bro, basketball is a skill game.
Really?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Is Luka Doncic more skilled than Jaden McDaniels?
Yes, he is.
And his fat ass couldn't do shit with him because he's out of shape.
Bro, I will kill you easily.
No, you won't.
I will.
No, you won't. Are we putting a contest? Are we putting actual American dollars on this too?
If you want to, I'll take your money
again. That's a June 6th thing. Let me make sure the chest is fine. Let me get some shots up after that date. If I feel good about it, we'll put some money on it.
Okay. Well,
I'm gonna win no matter what. But
the tentative date is still July 12th.
Yeah,
and we'll still be bringing more.
That's okay. That gives me 2 weeks total from the cruise, so I can be back in shape by then.
Oh yeah, I forget going on a cruise.
Oh, it's gonna be a bad. The month of June's gonna be bad, dude. Because you got CWS that first week, then the cruise.
Yeah.
The liver is gonna be sad.
Yeah, after eating my night, I am taking a break from drinking.
Oh, he's trying to lock. He's really trying to lock in.
Till what, TWS?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, I mean, to be fair, you don't really drink that much anymore, unless you just do. And
that's fair. I don't really, yeah. I guess the bitches don't really go out that much. It's okay, they'll never listen to this. But I don't know. Well, actually, that's off pod. All right. I guess, all right, going back to Knicks Celtics, you got Celtics in six or seven?
Six.
All right, you got Celtics in six. I got Knicks in six. I think, I forgot. I wanted to bring this up earlier. So I know a lot of people like to say Chuck and Shaq, they don't give like actual basketball analysis, but both of them were saying like game three is a must win for the Knicks. They got to win game three. Do you agree with that sentiment?
Breaking news. Anthony Edwards was helped to the locker room with an apparent ankle injury.
God damn. Well, he was also, I remember when like Bron fell onto his knee and he literally came back like the next play was fine. Again. So I guess we'll see.
Again.
He's got a little bit of like that cyborg in him like LeBron where like he'll seem injured and be completely fine.
Possible. It's possible. But we'll see. We'll see. What was your question? Because we actually got to get back to basketball because we've already been doing this for 40 minutes.
And, yeah. It's about 30. But just quickly, I will say about that. If Anthony Edwards is injured, then the Warriors actually have a chance because...
Yes, they do. But also, guys, I don't really think Steph is coming back.
Yeah, hamstring, you're going to be out a while.
Especially in basketball. Like, yeah. That's...
And how much Steph runs?
You got to be 100%.
Yeah, nah.
Like, that's tough.
Honestly, even if they beat the T-Wolves, they might even come back for the... He might even be back for the Western Conference Finals.
Yeah, and people said he's definitely out a week. No shit.
Yeah, that's normally like...
That's normally
a three-week injury at least.
To give you an example, Shota Imanaga, the Cubs ace... He just suffered a hamstring strain. Different sport, obviously. Different positions.
How the fuck did he get a hamstring sprain?
He was running to cover first base.
Soft ass sport.
He was sprinting. Sometimes that happens if you sprint. My hamstring tightened up on my run today, and I don't even run that fast. It just happens. But he will be out probably at least 1 to 2 starts. If you're not familiar with baseball, that's at least 10 days because they start every five days.
Yeah.
So you have to go up to 10-day DL. And to be cautious, they're thinking about 3 to 4 starts. And now this is a different sport. It's a pitcher, but you have to use your legs, obviously, to throw the ball. So you're looking at a month for a pitcher. Now basketball's even harder to come back from a hamstring strain at full strength.
Yeah, hamstring, it's for like the mildest grade, you're usually looking at like 3 weeks to a month.
Yes, so people saying he's out a month, that's some bullshit. Unless it's a fake hamstring strain. Like, if he comes back in a week from hamstring strain, first of all, it's just like KD coming back in the finals with that calf strain and then tearing his Achilles. Like, that just leads to bigger injury. Like, you can tear that shit.
If it's like hamstring tightness, I feel like you can come back from that. But, like, if it's a full strain. I guess I've had it where, like, my hamstrings have just been, like, tight, but, like, well, I just gotta stretch it out and...
You're a different, no offense, obviously, but you're not playing an NBA game
in
the playoffs.
I know.
Like, there's a different level of health you have to be at.
I suppose, I don't know, I guess I haven't really had, like, that happen to me recently. I feel like that happened to me more, like, when I was younger, like, college age. And, I don't know, just at that age, you just bounce back faster from everything anyway.
Yeah, and Steph is, 37. He's getting old.
Yeah,
he's people up there. Forget.
All right, well, since we got to that series, and Ant might be injured, and Steph's definitely out, well, who do you got? I guess you got T-Wolves.
You know me. What the fuck? What kind of question is that?
Okay, I say if Ant is actually injured, I will have Warriors in 7. If Ant is not injured, let me see the current score of the game.
It's 56-39.
The Wolves are winning this game. I'd probably say Wolves in 5. Wait. No, Wolves in 6. Wolves in 6. If Ant's not injured. If Ant is injured, Warriors in 7. All right. And then you said Knicks in 6. I got Knicks in 6.
I said Celtics in 6.
Or sorry, you got Celtics in 6. We've already
talked about this series.
Oh, yeah. No, I just got to get my take out there because I'm actually cheering for the good guys. Knicks in 6.
Okay. The good guys, the bad guys. Fuck the Celtics, okay? Just because I picked the Celtics to win doesn't mean I'm cheering for them.
Also, all right, Cavs Pacers. So you got Cavs in 7?
Yes, and here's my thing about... I kind of already brought this up, but you call the Pacers frauds.
They literally have done
the same fucking thing the Knicks have done.
They just can't defend to save their life, though. I know.
They've scooted by at the end.
But to be fair, the Cavs are literally missing like three of their top five players.
I told you they're like the 2021 to 2023 Suns. They're all regular season. Once you get to the playoffs,
don't think they are that. I think they're actually like a legit championship contender. I just literally think they just got injured at the worst possible time.
Hey, Chris Paul.
Okay, Chris Paul. Okay, that's Chris Paul every year. If this goes on for like another like 5 years, then
It's not my fault. It's only been a 1 year thing. But I just told you at the start of this, they have Suns vibes, where they're good on they're a really really good regular season team. They get in the playoffs and they get exposed a little bit. And I know they're injured, so it's not that fair. But still,
Ty Jerome's getting exposed.
Well, Ty Jerome was on that 2021 Suns team and he didn't play for a reason. And I know you can get better. I know you can get better as you grow up in the league, but Ty Jerome, he's not that good.
I didn't even know he was on that 2021 Suns team.
Yeah, he was the second.
I knew he was on the Warriors, and even Steve Kerr was like, that's like the kind of player Steve Kerr likes. I don't know why the fuck he likes that type of player.
Well, I mean,
but
he was
Steve Kerr didn't. Like, Steve Kerr played him a decent amount, but not that much.
He was what, 2023 Pat Spencer, basically?
Yeah, basically.
But Ty Jerome. Black. Pat Spencer, white.
Is it? Wait, nah. Ty Jerome's like, is he like half?
Yeah.
Alright. Alright, and then, alright, so I got, the thing is, at this point, I feel like it might be too hard for the Cavs to come back, and I just don't know if Evan Mobley doesn't come back or Darius Garland doesn't come back, I don't think they can win it. One of those two at least has to come back.
I don't think the Pacers are good. I don't think Tyrese Halliburton's good.
Nah, I'll give Tyrese Halliburton some credit. I've been hard on him, but the way he actually got that shot off, granted it was against Ty Jerome's weak ass, like, bro. I'll give him props for that. And I know he's taking it personally that everyone's calling him overrated.
You know why people do that, though? Because he's corny as fuck.
Yeah.
Can we just admit that?
He's the TikTok corny influencer that you hate.
That's exactly. So, Cavs in seven. But I have told you over and over again, the Cavs.
Honestly, at this rate with the injuries, I don't think any those guys are coming back. So, I'm probably going to go Pacers in five. I hate it. I don't want it to happen, but nah, that's my prediction.
I have told you many, many times that the Cavs will never win a championship without LeBron on their team. And what can I say? I'm right.
Okay. If you could just say that and just be, I don't know, the odds are stacked against the Cavs. Like, if that's the...
That's not true. That's not true. They were the second seed in the East. They're good.
They were the first seed in the East.
Oh, even better. Even better for my argument. They were the first seed in the East.
Second
they
should overall get to the finals. Seed.
Yeah, they should get to the finals then. So they had a chance. If you get to the finals, you have a chance to win the finals.
Yeah. And I thought they would have gotten to the finals, but they just happened to be injured.
Nah, they suck. Bye.
Right.
But they're winning the series because the Pacers suck more.
All right. Let's just go to the final series. Dead. We got OKC Nuggets. I know you hate Jokic because he's a threat to your hero, Bron.
And no, the fuck he is not. Calm down. That dude has one ring.
Hey, he's about to have four. Well, could have four and five MVPs.
I don't give a fuck. You can't. You guys, you stupid Bron haters, can't move the goalpost every year. Oh, now Jokic has more MVPs than Bron. But what about the rings? But
now Jokic will get. Don't worry, Jokic will get more rings. Like
that's not true.
He will.
That's not true. Then you better trade Maggie because that guy sucks.
He's a bad shoulder.
You better. Oh God, here comes the excuses. He has a bad back. He's had a bad back forever. He still sucks. Maybe he got that bad shoulder, like, scrolling through QAnon. Fucking loser. I hate that guy. And Jamal Murray, not good. He's probably going to go for, like, 60 next game and beat the Thunder somehow because he does this in the playoffs. Yeah. But he's not that good.
Nah, he's good. Actually, I remember seeing a tweet. Jamal Murray's the one guy that has to prove it in the regular season.
You guys, you won't get this reference even though you claim to be a Dodgers fan. But this dude is, like, the Kike Hernandez of NBA. Kike Hernandez, look up his stats in the regular season and look up his stats in the postseason.
I know I never hear about him in the regular season, but like I always hear about him in the playoffs.
It's a little bit, Kike is a little bit worse because he's like a role player at best, even when he's in the postseason. But he's not a starter. He's not an everyday player.
Yeah.
But he just turns it on in the postseason, and that's what Jamal Murray does.
But the Thunder will win this game, win this series, probably in six. And
yeah, that was my pre-series pick was Thunder in six.
But I also have a take, and I floated this in the group chat last night, and I really stand by it. Russell Westbrook should not be allowed to play against the Thunder in the playoffs.
What do you want him to do?
Okay, let me expand on the take. It's not a rational take. It's a sentimental one.
I get it. Like, but
if you're...
Well, Thunder showed him love, which I love.
If you're Kevin Durant and you leave in a not good fashion, hell yeah. You can play the OKC in the playoffs and they can root against you like crazy. If you're Russ and you left in this peaceful fashion where the fans still love you, nah, it's like if Dwayne Wade ever played against...
Or like Dame playing against like the Trailblazers.
Yeah, Dwayne Wade playing with the Bulls playing against the Heat in the playoffs. Like, nah. That's not... You can't do that. LeBron playing...
I guess to be fair, well, I would say D-Wade and Pat did not leave on the best terms.
Yeah, but the Heat's the fans... The fans just turned on Pat.
Yeah.
If Kobe ever left the Lakers at the end of his career and then came back and played against the Lakers...
Just bring up Pat Riley. Why does the Suns GM look like a Timu Pat Riley?
You know, honestly, your joke would work if it was still Robert Sarver as the president and or the owner because he's cheap as fuck. And he would actually shop on Timu for a GM. Ishbia, though, I have no idea what he's doing. So I don't care.
Might not even be a money thing at this point. People are just like, shit, I might not even be here in a year. So I don't even know why I'd take this job.
I mean, yeah. I mean, they aimed high. They were aiming for Bob Myers and other GMs that are free, and they said no.
Yeah. Well, because Bob Myers, like, fuck. Bob Myers is not... Bob Myers knows all money is not good money. And
Bob Myers also... Okay, he's a coward. He got out before he had to make bad decisions. Or hard decisions. Not bad decisions. But he got out before he had to make the hard decisions.
He's smart.
Nah, he's a coward, bro.
Also, I wouldn't hitch my back to Steve Kerr either.
He literally did. He hired him.
I know. But Steph carried him. Steph carried him to four championships. And an Olympic ring. Shout out, Steph.
Jesus.
But, yeah, that's... It'll be a tough series for the Nuggets just because they have no depth and their best shooter literally has a bad shoulder. And he's very iffy game to game.
Yeah, he sucks. He's always sucked.
That is not true.
The league is dead.
League's not dead. But okay. That's all I got for
NBA. Cool. League's dead. Let's move on.
Oh, God. What do you want to talk about? Baseball? You want to talk about Game 30?
Not really.
You want to talk about that Rockies?
Okay. Sounds good. You're an NBA fan. The NBA has a long-ass regular season. Doesn't matter either.
Oh, bro. That's what everyone says about, like, the NBA, but no one ever says that about baseball. But baseball literally has twice as many games.
That's literally what everybody says about baseball. Everybody gets to October and it's like, oh fuck, postseason baseball is awesome. They live and die by every pitch. But you have game 30 and no one gives a fuck about it. That's the same problem.
What, so you want them to cut down the baseball season too?
No, because you have to have a long season in baseball because it has to eliminate randomness. Because look, you can, the Rockies can go play against
the Dodgers. But the problem is when it gets to the playoffs, then it is random as fuck. Plus, I feel like baseball's random no matter what, because, like, there'll be one team that literally is, like, first in their division one year, and then they'll literally be, like, last in the division the next year.
That can happen to anybody.
I know. I feel like I see that more in baseball than I do other sports.
It happens in football a lot, too.
Yeah. I feel like it happens a lot in baseball, too. That doesn't happen as much in the NBA.
Because it's not that random. That was my point against... That's why the NBA can lower the season, because, like, you know... That the team with Jokic is going to go to the playoffs. Team with all the Thunder's all-stars is going to go to the playoffs. Like, you know. In baseball, you know the bottom of the league is not going to make the playoffs. But those teams in the, like, the 10 through 20 range in the power rankings, they got a chance to go get better.
Well, yeah. Hasn't, like, a wild card team made it to, like, the World Series every year, like, for, like, the past, like, 3 or 4 years.
Yeah, but that's also... Well, we can talk about this in October more, but I think the whole first-round bye thing for baseball isn't what it is for football or basketball, because baseball is it's all about rhythm, man. If you're seeing the ball well, you do not want a day off. If you're hitting the ball well, you don't want a day off. Because You just get out of your routine. So it's a little different. But I didn't want to talk about baseball. I kind of wanted to talk about George Pickens.
Oh, going to the...
Yeah.
I forgot about that. But yeah, George Pickens going to the Cowboys for like, what, a fifth and a seventh, I think? Fifth?
No idea.
I think it was like fifth. I thought it was 2026 and like a 20
or... That was a third.
All right, fuck, let me look it up.
But here's my take. The Steelers usually, if they sell low on a guy, they kind of know what's up. Shout out to you, Chase Claypool, you terrible ass player. They sold, or actually, if they sell high on a guy and don't keep their stars, they kind of know what's up. They know when, they're kind of like the old Patriots in a way, where they know when to get rid of these players before they either have to pay them or they know when they just can't handle it anymore.
I was right, though. It's a 2026 third round pick and a.
So I was right.
Wait, Steelers sent Pickens for a 2027 seventh round pick for the Cowboys. Then they sent a third round pick and a fifth round pick to the Cowboys.
Yeah.
Or the Cowboys sent them a third and a fifth.
My take is this, though. There's going to be something incredibly funny that happens on one of these weeks in the NFL season with the Cowboys and George Pickens and Jerry Jones.
George Pickens fucking puts Marshawn Lattimore in a chokehold or some shit.
Yes, I wish they were in the same. Oh, they are.
They are. Yeah, yeah,
I forgot.
That's why I brought them up.
Oh, that's gonna be awesome. But yes,
is Mikey Sanders still? He's on the Commanders, Commies.
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like he talks a lot of shit, too.
You also... You're not as big a football fan as I am, so I don't know how your history goes back. Have you ever seen the clip of T.O. going to the Cowboys logo and fucking with it after he scored when he was a 49er? Yeah. I feel like we could get something like that. So if there's
Or Jackson Mahomes dance on the logo.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh. There's something. He's going to kill Dak. Or Dak's going to kill him. And I don't know which one's going to happen.
Oh, no, he's going to kill Dak.
But I know.
He's going to kill Dak.
But I know for a fact
Dak's going to blow up. Dak's going to be mid as fuck one game, and George Pickens is going to be pissed off and going to want to, like, put him in a chokehold.
And also, like, CeeDee Lamb, I don't think this is as good as you think it is for you. Yes, you're going to move to the slot. When that motherfucker fucks up down the field, doing whatever random shit he does, you're just going to get pissed off because... You're going to double cover it anyway, and he's just out there fighting a quarterback for no fucking reason. he's literally the Draymond of football.
Oh, yeah.
No, but it's not, when Draymond does it, it pisses you off, because it's like, dude, again, with this shit. When George Pickens does it, it's kind of cute, because it's like, you're trying.
Well, because, like, you don't see it initially, because of, like, how the broadcast angles are, but then they'll, like, come back with, like, the clip, like, oh, this is what George Pickens just did the previous play.
It's not like, okay, well, George Pickens... He's like, I know he's like a, there's a concern about his like mental and like how he affects the locker room too.
Shout out AB.
Yeah. There's the locker room concerns as well, but he strikes me as this like rambunctious, non fully grown up puppy that's just like, you can't control the dude. And he's just doing random shit all the time.
Yeah.
And that's what I see about George Pickens. I probably would never want to hang with George Pickens. If I was his quarterback, I'd probably want to kill him. If I was his coach, I'd probably want to kill him. But it's just like, as a fan, oh, that's cute.
Alec is a George Pickens fan. Because I think he was like, wasn't he like recruited to Miami first and then went to Georgia?
I have no idea. My recruiting is usually stuck to Nebraska. But it's kind of, my recruiting knowledge is usually stuck to Nebraska, but it's kind of picking up in the past couple of years as I transition more from the NBA fan into college football.
My recruiting's everything but Nebraska.
Well, you fucking just get on the bandwagon, bro, because guess what? 4 months away.
Jordan is making me hop off the Quincy bandwagon. I can't emotionally do this.
But we have a spot for you. We have a spot for you.
Jordan, I can't do this. I need you to step down. Like, chill out. You're doing too much.
It's all co-signed by her daddy.
Her real daddy or...
The sugar.
Oh, man, I can't do this. All right, fuck it. I'm done. Let's wrap this up.
Okay. What is... What is your take, the shot of the week? Or what's your take of the week? Oh, by the way, breaking news. Ant's available to return to the game.
All right, so yeah, I fucking knew that shit would happen. What'd I tell you? Okay, so my shot in honor of Emo Night, I will say...
I'm sorry to cut you off. I know you want to wrap this up. Will you take a shot?
What?
Will you take a shot tomorrow in honor of the pod and Emo Night?
Can I take a shot of my soju?
Oh, God. What a pussy. Oh, shit.
Whoa. What, you hate the Koreans? You don't fuck with soju?
No.
Shout out, Nada. Making you, well,
Nada, possibly. Listen to the fucking podcast, Nada.
My take. I feel like emo music has... I feel like people will kind of say it's dead, but I feel like it's kind of evolved. And I feel like a lot of the rappers are low-key kind of influenced by a lot of like those early emo guys like Fall Out Boy, Panic at the Disco, stuff like that. Like,
you know why?
Uzi like literally says he's like influenced by that. Like Uzi, Trippie Redd.
You know why?
XXX.
Because like, they all grew up depressed.
Yeah, they all make they make like emo rap. Like even on Pink Tape, like it wasn't like a full rock album, but like Uzi had like some more like rock songs on there. Like because Uzi does think he's a rock star. So
well, I was talking with my coworker about what I was doing this weekend, and he was like, I was like telling him about Emo Night. He's like, what the fuck?
Oh, actually, I do have my phone. Fuck.
He was like, what the fuck? And I was like, he is, he's 31, I think. And he's like, actually, you know what? After I described it to him,
yeah.
He's like, actually, that's kind of cool.
And oh, because he didn't know what emo bands were?
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Once he like told him like what the bands were, yes, he was like, oh, okay, yes. Now I'm into it.
Yes. Yeah. But then he was like, aren't I kind of aged out of that? I'm like, dude, here's the thing. Their target audience, first of all, it's 21 plus, but those 21 to 25 year olds.
Yeah, their target audience is like 25 to like 35.
It's because, like, if you think about it, Fall Out Boy, they kind of miss the 21 year olds. Like, that's not the 21 year olds vibe.
Yeah, they're probably, yeah.
It's different. It's not, Linkin Park, rest in peace, Chester, they miss the 21 year old. It's like the, where the age they want to target now.
Yeah, it's... Yeah, you're probably, like, 25 is probably, like, the cutoff. And, like, probably around, like, 35. That's probably, like, a sweet spot. Yeah. There'll probably be, like, some older, but... I say the sweet spot's probably, like, between 25 and 35 right now.
I didn't say that on the podcast.
Oh, why?
Because I just don't know if they're ever going to listen, so I'm not going to say it.
Say it.
What?
Say it. They never listen.
No, because I know you, and I know if Sam hears it, he will repeat it to the person that I'd say it about, so I'm not going to say
fine.
It.
We'll talk about it off odd. All right, what's your shot?
Okay, so I'm going to... What player do you think I would be the most pissed off at the Bears at for ruining?
Caleb Williams?
Wrong. Here's my shot. Roma Dunze is going to be a Pro Bowler this year. And that's my shot. And also, if the Bears ruin Roma Dunze, fuck them. I love Roma Dunze. I love that guy. Every video I see of that guy, whether it's just an interview or whether it's like highlights or anything, that guy's going to be a superstar. He's going to be on those screens getting endorsement deals when he hits because that guy's like charismatic as fuck. I love that guy. Do not ruin him, Ryan Poles. Ben Johnson. Just be smart.
Since you brought up that sidebar, what do you think about your boy Caleb Williams overcompensating with the models in Miami?
Brother, play good this year, man. I can say this about both my quarterbacks for both my teams. Guys, y'all better play good because if you don't, the memes... They're coming for you.
Oh, yeah. You will get Joe Mazzulla, Jason Tatum level memes.
You guys have a whole fan base behind you that's pretty big because the Huskers have a huge fan base, but the Bears also, even though they are always mid, they're a prime market. They have a huge, huge fan base.
The Huskers are just like the Cowboys, peaked in the 90s.
But also, not really the Huskers, but also kind of the Huskers, but mostly the Bears. Bears fans will turn on you really fucking quick if you don't get it done.
Yeah, Husker fans, I'll give them, they're pretty loyal. It's hard for them to turn on you.
Well, kind of, because people started to hate Adrian Martinez for no reason. It wasn't his fault. And people
He
was overhyped after the first year. Yeah, I'll give you that. But he was also
people were like, "Oh, Heisman winner." I'm like, "Bro, he will not win the Heisman."
If they had Adrian Martinez the first year Matt Rhule was there,
best 3-9 team of all time.
If they had Adrian Martinez the first year Matt Rhule was there, they would have won 9 games the first year.
Maybe.
If everybody stayed healthy, because that's like ravaged.
Adrian Martinez. Is he in the UFL or is he on the Jets still? I don't fucking know.
UFL probably. Whatever. Or probably like waiting to get signed to a practice squad or some shit. I don't know. But play good, Caleb. Play good. Please, for me, for my mental, play good. And for your mental, buddy, play good.
All right. That's all we got for you this week. We'll see you guys
next. We'll be back on Sunday.
Well, probably. Monday. Well, we'll record Sunday. Drop Monday.
Probably.
It is Mother's Day.
I don't know what I'm doing yet for my mom.
We'll figure it out.
And yeah, we'll figure it out. But we'll be back to recap emo night. The Celtics probably beating the Knicks twice, unfortunately.
For recapping emo night, I cannot get too faded.
No. That's the best story. Guys, last year's emo night, whoa. Oof. He's scarred for life. Shout out Uzi.
Well, yeah. All right. We'll see you guys next week.
Bye.